Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hey, hey, it's a good day to bid you good day. Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday.
Yeah, I was talking earlier on. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. That's me. My friend Jennifer Horns along, as is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I don't know that I want to go here, except there are a lot of people who are asking questions about Hulk Hogan's multi-million-dollar suit against Gawker Media. Can we dance around this without it? I mean, it's is the same kind of thing as Aaron and her suit. What's the root of this suit against Gawker? And what is, for the unwashed, what's Gawker, G-A-W-K-E-R, what's Gawker Media?
Gawker is just another pop culture website that tries to expose things, you know. It's another website. It's not like if TMZ, but they try to do a lot of celebrity stuff. It's just not as well watched.
It's a little rougher, too.
Yeah, it's a little more rougher.
They won't post anything video-wise on that website.
Right.
You will see all kinds of crazy stuff.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right. So would they have...
Things you wouldn't want your kids to see.
All right. Yeah, so would...
With Hulk Hogan, this one involves a radio personality. You know that, right?
Yes.
This involves Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
By the way,
he's a creep.
Not offending anybody. He sure seems like a creep. He seems like he's always involved in like the grossest stuff.
He is. He's a creep.
Yeah.
He's an old school, you know, I cut out of that old cloth of people that would do anything to get attention. And that's basically what his shtick is.
What this lawsuit is about is... Yeah, he's totally crude. And obviously, he doesn't mind other people having turns with his wife because that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And this video that Gawker released in 2012, that's what he's suing about, that the video shouldn't have been posted and that they should have taken it down immediately. They were kind of messing around with that. The video was recorded, I mean, a long time ago, 10 years ago, in 2006. That was when Hulk Hogan was separated and or maybe already divorced from his wife and before he married his new wife. He said his privacy was violated. Gawker saying that it was a legitimate scoop because Hogan had openly talked about his sex life before. So they said it was fair game to post this. He's seeking $100 million from Gawker for posting the video of himself with Heather Cole, who's the ex-wife of Bubba the Love Sponge. This video was pretty gross. And the idea is that... It's a little gray whether or not Bubba the Love Sponge actually recorded it on purpose as a gotcha for Hulk Hogan. He's saying it was sort of an accidental leak, that it was somebody who worked with him that was mad at him that tried to do this. But right. Bubba and Hulk Hogan were friends, and Bubba was like, yeah, you know, go knock yourself out. And then it got posted online.
Yeah. All right. So the Aaron Andrews thing, just as long as we're going through these, I decided that I'm never staying in a Marriott hotel again, ever.
Are you afraid somebody's going to ask for the room next to you? And
no, I think that the way this thing has been conducted, you know, remember, this was supposed to have been straightened out, not just on the local level, but across the country in the Marriotts. But remember, and this can sound any way you want it to sound, I'm telling you what I'm thinking. The Marriotts are Mormons. The Mormons are sexist. Women never come out on top when it comes to discussions or problems in the Mormon church or with Mormons. And so those of you who are in Salt Lake City, you can throw whatever you want at the radio.
Wow. Well,
just telling you.
Here's a little something to put on your pile as a reason not to stay there.
Yeah.
The lawyers defending the Nashville hotel, and it's just the Nashville hotel. It's not the whole chain that this.
Well, but the
against.
Chain from the top, they could make an edict and says this can't happen. Make sure you don't
but
do
the
anything like this.
But the one hotel that they are suing, made the case yesterday that her career has thrived even after the videos.
Not that
so
that
it's been
should
good
matter.
For her.
Mm-hmm. How does she tell her children?
That is so sexist.
When you put it exactly, that's exactly the point.
Oh, your career's better. You should be thanking the creeper who's next door to you with the camera.
We live in a society now where people release sex tapes on purpose just so that they can get attention.
I'm going to go you one better. Listen to this. A teacher at a school in South Carolina was fired after a student stole her cell phone.
It's ridiculous.
On her cell phone were nude pictures that she and her husband had exchanged completely privately, weren't meant for anybody but her husband. She's 33 years old, and this kid steals her cell phone from her pocketbook and he finds these pictures and puts them up, and she gets fired? How in the name of God?
She got
does
fired
that make,
for.
She got fired for having nothing. Nude
because she was in the pictures.
She took. They were partial nude pictures that she did for her husband on Valentine's Day. The student is one of her 16-year-old somebody she had in class.
But the reason they fired her is because of the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't release them, the kid did.
She didn't have anything. She's having a normal relationship with her husband, and these pictures are on a piece of private property that she that this kid has nobody has any claim to, and yet he gets a hold of them, he posts them, and she gets fired, and nothing happens to this kid. Man, would I like to be a teacher in that school?
Oof. I'd love to throw that scenario up. I'd love to throw these past couple of scenarios up in a presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and see how they handle these issues.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, those are real issues, though.
What would you
these,
do?
What we're talking about
Who
here
would you
are real
with?
Issues.
What law would you make? That would be fascinating.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Meredith says I should breathe now.
Yoga breath.
But this stuff really cranks me up. You know that. This stuff drives me nuts because for those of you who didn't know, I'm visiting with Meredith in Florida, and she likes to be in the peanut gallery. And sometimes when I'm on the air, she sends me notes, encrypted notes that come to me in my
now
email.
Now she just has to hit you in the head with
now
them.
She's right behind me, and she's over on the other side of the room.
Got a
with
whiteboard
her.
Up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
She's Carl
no, but
Rove.
I mean, this is nasty stuff. And it is part of what's going on in the country that is relevant. A lot of the things these people are talking about, Richie, you asked or Jennifer asked the right question. These are the kinds of things, the DARK Act. Where's that in the discussion? Where is all of this? By the way, they came up for a vote yesterday. I forgot to check to see how it did. I'll have to do that in a moment. Speaking of moments, I didn't tell you that among my friends who are here, Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has an excellent website, excellent medical practice in New York. I want to talk to him about some of the late-breaking medical news in a matter of moments. First, the problems. Richie did some research that was very productive yesterday. He took me to task, and I think, Jennifer, you were in on this as well. I said we all had about 4,800 hairs on our head, and Richie said, you're kidding. I know much more about this than you do. So he went online, and he was happy to send me the email.
No, I
email.
Didn't know anything more. I just
okay.
thought that sounded light.
Yeah, okay. Well, so it
so
was
I,
light.
I Googled it.
And you found that there were how many hairs on your head?
On your head, there's about, it depends on whether you're a redhead, a brunette, or a blonde. Blondes really? Have the most hair with about, if I remember correctly, about 120,000 hairs
about,
on your head.
All right, hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Real blondes or phony blondes?
No, real blondes.
Which? Real blondes have
yeah.
more hair than anybody
hair
else
blonde,
in their
you
head.
You do not grow more hair.
If you dye your hair blonde, that doesn't just automatically mean you're going to have more hair.
Correct. Right? But what I thought was interesting is that redheads only have about 90,000.
Redheads have less hair.
Follicles on their head. Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess
okay.
how many total hair follicles you have across your whole body?
The question of the day is how many hair follicles you have across your body? And the answer is?
5 million.
5 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of hair.
5 million hair. Really? All right, let's talk to Ron about that in a minute. In the meantime, I can't help you with hair on the rest of your body, but I can help you with hair on your head. So if you are losing, well, I suppose you could use Provia if you wanted to grow hair
sure,
on your
you
body
hair
or
your back
someplace else. Here you go, 800-525-8319. Use it 1 week, a month, and your hair will come back. Guaranteed or your money back, 800-525-8319.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, feeling a little under the weather, gotta go to the hospital, wanna feel better quicker. Here's an easy cure, but first, the science of it. When you go to the hospital for any reason, you wanna request a room with a view. Research shows you'll heal faster if, while recuperating, I'm not making this up, you can see a tree outside your window. Likely a throwback to our primitive roots when shady trees meant safety. Additionally, now you know why it's tradition to send plants to those convalescing. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Can't see any trees outside your hospital room? No worries. Ask your child to draw you not one, but a grove of trees. Put them on your window, put them all around your room. The result? Faster healing and cheaper hospital bill. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's a tired cliche. Think outside the box. Here's a better idea. Don't get in the box in the first place.
Expose yourself to think creatively. Here are four ways.
First, expose yourself to new opinions. Make friends with a diverse group of people in different fields.
Second, expose yourself to new places. Try a different restaurant instead of the old standby.
Third, expose yourself to new activities. Take a class in something you've never really explored.
Fourth, expose yourself to new tools. If you usually use a fork, try chopsticks. If you never text, give it a whirl.
You get the idea. Try something different with someone different, somewhere different. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made his living above the rim, collecting a good part of his 26,000 career points in spectacular fashion. His nickname, the Human Highlight Film.
Baseline drive, Dominique. Oh, my goodness! Did you see that jam? I don't know how he did that. Dominique, oh, my goodness!
So where is Dominique Wilkins now? Neek is the vice president of basketball operations for the Atlanta Hawks, where he spent most of his career. He's also an analyst for all of the Hawks broadcasts. Dominique has his own line of wine, Wilkins Private Reserve. And recently, he and 24 Hour Fitness announced the launching of the Dominique Wilkins Basketball Academy.
Well, the human highlight machine got it cranked up.
And the human highlight film keeps on rolling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Matchbook keeps track of every restaurant or bar you go to or ever thought of going to. Categorized by neighborhood,
it's gravy.
Well done, Matchbook.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, here we are at 45 after the hour. My privilege and pleasure to bring you Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a great website. You can go to drhoffman.com and sign up for his newsletter. Comes out every week. About as good a bit of information. The information focused here is stuff that's so important to everybody. I wonder if I haven't noticed, and I ask this because I'm pretty good. There's usually, what, three or four pages each week in your newsletter, and I didn't see anything about the dark, the labeling. And so we were just talking about this on the air. Richie looked up the results. It went through committee yesterday and was approved, I think, 14 to 6?
14 to 6, and now it goes to the upper chamber.
Right. So it wasn't voted on in the Senate. It was voted on in committee.
Correct.
They had the hearings last week. They voted this week. Then it goes to the Senate, where there'll be a real battle. When people talk to you about this sort of thing in your office in New York, Warren, you're a homeopath, you're a naturalist, you're interested in people being able to choose the right foods, which is basically you and I come from the same school here on most of all of this stuff. What are the ramifications of this from a doctor's point of view?
Well, there's some major ramifications. I mean, first of all, it's outrageous that in this country we don't have the right to know what's in our food, what the origin of our food is. So this is a very, very important First Amendment right, is free speech, the ability to know what you're consuming. But there's some very serious medical ramifications to this. We have some concerns about the effects of glyphosate and other things that might be present in food that's GMO. So, I've gone to many medical conferences. I've interviewed many guests on my radio program, and I've done articles in our newsletter about the potential hazards of GMOs. Now, the folks who work for the food industry say, oh,
Monsanto,
we have plenty
Dow,
of studies. Yeah, they're in the tank ADM. For the food industry.
Yeah,
and they
right.
say, oh, there's no conceivable problem. You're getting in the way of progress. We need to feed the underserved populations of the world with these improved technological products. But I think that, as a physician and as a scientist, I think that there are some real questions to be asked. And at the very least, the consumer should be able to, maybe we shouldn't ban GMO foods, but just know that, make a choice, is the food GMO or not?
Yeah, right. And that's all I'm asking for. Make a choice. You want to make the choice that may, in my mind, be the wrong choice, or your mind, or Richard, whoever it is. But the choice is yours. That's the way it works in a free society.
People are being diverted by the presidential campaign, you know, like this big carnival.
Well, but this should be an issue in the presidential campaign.
It's absolutely not. Except for Bernie Sanders, who courageously has, you know, I agree with him on very few issues. But at least, you know, he's not in the tank for
and
big
see, this
donors.
Is what the public, they don't, the public doesn't, the public gets it, the politicians don't. This is why Trump is doing as well as he is, because people realize they've been lied to, they're getting conned, all of the special interest now, everybody's woken up to what the real ramifications are of these Supreme Court rulings on money in politics, and so this is the result. This is what you get. And
the crazy thing here is the people who are writing this bill claim that GMO labeling would drive up the price of food.
Yeah, right.
So one little label there, in addition to what they already do, would make food unaffordable for all of us.
Lie. That's all it is. These are lies. Oof. All right. Let's talk about this super lice outbreak that is in American schools, a new strain which is resistant to most of the treatments that have been developed so far. What in the world? When Richie sends his two children off to school, are we worried that they're going to come home with lice? And if they do, there are these the states where there's big problems now, Illinois, Michigan, California, Texas, Arizona. The lice now are resistant to whatever is around to treat it, at least the topical stuff these days. So what do you do?
Well, you know, it vindicates a very ancient practice, which is called nitpicking. In fact, there used to be professional nitpickers, people who would comb your hair and remove your lice. This is not too appetizing, but in the pre-antibiotic and pre-anti lice, these are called pediculosis treatments, that was what you had to do. It was a mechanical removal of lice, and it's actually very effective, although kind of unappetizing to contemplate. See, these drugs, any kind of drugs you use to suppress bacteria or fungus or viruses, ultimately one develops resistance, and that's why we're in a losing race with bugs in the antibiotic era.
Wow. And so, you know, it kind of, you got to wonder if the next population of the earth is going to be all bugs. We'll wipe out the human species and just we'll have all bugs. Who would be the best bug president? How about this? How about for Auntie Ruth, the aunt bug? You get it? No. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, available at drhoffman.com. Thanks, Ron.